WHCL, Clinton, New York.
It's 8 o'clock.
Beer fans, did you know that there are more than 100 beers in America? Oh, yes. Marching past in a great, vast, fantastic line of... Yeah, I can see them now. Dum, dum, dum. Beers going by, hundreds of them. Which one tastes best? Wouldn't it be great if you could try them all? But there is another way to test a beer. It's what goes into it. You know, unlike a lot of beers, Rheingold that go into their beer and that end up in their beer right on the label. You know Rheingold instantly. Water, barley malt, corn, hops, nothing else. These ingredients give Rheingold natural taste. Oh, yeah, there they go, marching by and standing tall among them all. Dun, dun, dun. Rheingold, fantastic. It's natural beer. Rheingold Breweries Incorporated, New York, New York, and Orange, New Jersey. Thank you.
Thank you. morning daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming, the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power. Now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
It's Radiola on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And we do have a specific theme tonight, although we have a mild digression. And it's there were some accusations bandied about our proclivities toward the evening, that we perhaps as the sun goes down we like to indulge a bit in things which have a certain zymotic property to them. So playing upon that, since that was circulated in a station-wide email, I would like to call this show Potent Potables, because that's what we're going to discuss mainly. And we have some unique public service announcements for you, one of which you've already heard. And after that, we had Paul Whiteman as orchestra, Just a Little Drink, 1925. And after that, we had Reuben River Reeves and his River Boys with a selection that was written by Franz Jackson. It was Screws, Nuts, and Bolts from 1933. Franz Jackson died May 6th, and he was 95 years old. And he was playing pretty close to the end, too, doing a great job. A legendary Chicago tenor man working, and then he was 21 years old, and he was arranging and playing multi-instrumentalist, doing a lot of work then, and worked pretty continuously up through the years. So that was his early stuff with Reuben Reeves, and Reeves on trumpet, of course. Franz Jackson was playing, I think he might have been playing clarinet in there, too. He played everything, alto, tenor, anything with a reed he was good at. And then, of course, our theme, which you know, which I won't reiterate. And continuing the theme, the actual theme of the show, we have Jimmy Lunsford in 1935, a classic recording, and certainly appropriate for this occasion, Hitting the Bottle.
find the level place, pour on the floor to place that bottle. Next you start to toddle, keep watch on the bottle. Then you step around a bit, be careful not to hit that bottle. Whoa, just like a clown, start messing around. Keep going to town. Then you make a break and wiggle like a snake that's hitting that bottle. It's easy to do, cause everybody hits the bottle.
Huh? Buzzwords. B-U-Z-Z. Buzzwords. Well, let's see. What's one of the great buzzwords of today? How about natural? Yeah, that's a good one. Oh, man, today everything's natural, even dyed blondes. Well, let me tell you, natural means to be exactly what you are, and that is all. And that, friend, natural beer. And why? Well, Rheingold puts all the things that go into the beer and end up in the beer right on the label. Here they are. Water, barley malt, corn, hops, nothing else. So there you see, Rheingold is natural beer, and it has a natural taste. Rheingold, natural taste. That sounds great. Friend, are you sure you're getting that in your beer? Natural. It's a great buzzword. Rheingold Breweries Incorporated, New York, New York, and Orange, New Jersey. Naturally.
And natural beer is a great way to get a buzz, too. This is WHCL 88.7 FM and WHCL.org, and that was one of our special public service announcements for tonight. And that was Gene Shepherd, of course, and I want to thank Viz for sending those along. Great ads. Timeless. I think Rheingold's out of business, but the ads live on. All right. We heard Jimmy Lunsford starting the set with Hitting the Bottle, and everybody hits the bottle except Jimmy because he knew it was good for him. He didn't want to mess around with his liver, but still didn't live very long. That was 35. Great guitar by Eddie Durham in there. Then we had Gene Cardos. The only thing that makes us cheer is give us back our pre-war beer. Hot dog, a blanket, and you, 1931. And finally, we had Tiny Parham and his musicians doing the jug jug. Two for the price of one. That was from 1930. And now, on Radiola, we have Una Mae Carlisle in 1938. Oh, yeah. Hangover blues. Well, you know what happens. It does happen.
I'm mad when I call you old. You got the key in your hand, you can't find the hole. You drank too much, yes, you drank too much. Gal, you can't do nothing when you drank too much. I give you money to pay your bills. Come home smelling like a whiskey still. You drank too much, yes, you drank too much. Gal, you can't do nothing when you drank too much. But you're awful free. You're gonna find yourself in the county jail. You drank too much, yes, you drank too much. Girl, you can't do nothing when you drank too much. When we met, you were drunk and beat. Mess around with everyone you meet. You drank too much, yes, you drank too much. Girl, you can't do nothing when you drank too much. Met you had pretty skin. All you think about is whiskey and gin. You drank too much, yes, you drank too much. Girl, you can't do nothing when you drank too much.
And that was for all the boys and girls out there who want to have a role model. That was Bessie Smith in 1933, her last recording date. And that was, after that, well, the depression was pretty bad. Give me a Bigfoot, too, but, you know, shave him first. Give me a Bigfoot and a bottle of beer, 1933. And before that, the Harlem Hamfats, whom I don't think I've played before, maybe once. You Drink Too Much, 1937. The vocal there is by Joe McCoy, although he sounds like Eddie Rochester Anderson. He had a particular growl in his voice. And that came right through there, didn't it? Before that, Una Mae Carlisle in 1938, recording in London. In London, of all places, with Hangover Blues. And it was such a bad hangover, she put her head on the railroad track. When you got to do that, that's a real killer of a hangover. That's a hangover and a migraine, all combined into one. So make sure you drink that natural beer and not that phony stuff with the formaldehyde on it. That'll just make you sick. And I'm Andy Senior, and I'm not sick. I'm quite well, thank you. And nor have I any of those qualities imputed to Friday evening DJs on such a night as this, because I'm clean and sober, well scrubbed, in fact. I can't say what's going to happen later, but during the show, I have to obey FCC regulations. This is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Thank you very much for streaming tonight. It's fun. And if you want to check out the playlist of this program, it has already been installed on my Radiola blog. Just type Radiola into Google, and it'll come up pretty close to the top. Sometimes it comes in right at the top, which surprises me, but it does. So check it out, and you'll find lots of great links there, too. So be sure to check everything out on that site. And once you'll have to shave afterwards. It'll be quite tiresome, but there's a lot of stuff, is what I'm saying. And you'll just be at it for a long time. And if, as a matter of fact, there's a song coming up later that was so unintelligible to my ear that until I found the lyric sheet for it, it was necessary for me to link the original sheet music to that song. So if you want to do a little advance work on that and while you're looking at it, so that when the song comes on, you'll know exactly what the guy's singing. And you'll hear it pretty well once you got the lyrics in front of you. It'll be intelligible, but otherwise, you won't be able to make head or tails of it. So that's a future warning. That's right after the top of the hour. And now, if you're still thirsty, and who isn't? It's a warm day. Joe Venuti's Blue 4 in 1927. You hear Eddie Lang and Adrian Rollini, all the guys in there. And here they are with a mug of ale. Let me get it up there. The right number. There we go. Thank you.
I'm leaving town, I'm going right away. Everything up there's okay.
Take it easy, we've got a hunch. You won't go east, you won't go west.
Well, we'll all go in a bunch.
We'll be leaving in the summer, and we won't come back till fall. Goodbye, Broadway, hello, Montreal. There'll be no more orange phosphates, you can bet your Ingersoll. Goodbye, Broadway, hello, Montreal. We're on our way, we're on our way. And we'll make whoop, whoop, whoopy night and day. There'll be photographs of breweries all around our bedroom wall. Goodbye, Broadway, hello, Montreal. We won't get home until morning. Goodbye, Broadway. With a sign on the table.
Everybody's in a hurry, coming for the ride.
Nobody knows how dry I am.
Sweet Adeline.
Yes, a wee Doc and Doris. Yes, a wee left the call.
Goodbye, Broadway. Hello, Montreal.
That's the whole point, isn't it? Feeling no pain. Well, some people feel no pain. Some people don't feel it until the next day, but that's Myth Mole and His Molars, 1927. A lot of Adrian Rollini in there. Oh, yeah. And also Adrian Rollini at the first track. But between those two, we had Wearing's Pennsylvanians and their in their Spike Jones-esque mode, although Spike Jones had yet to do his series of recordings. It was some 15 years in the future, actually. But we did have Hello Montreal, and yeah, they used to go up there because of the draft. They you know, the draft beer. It was a happier reason to go to Canada, of course. And before that, Jovanovich blew for a mug of ale, and that would be one of the things you'd request once you got over the border. 1927, all that prohibition, and they seem to be having such a good time too. You'd think they had the stuff around. And I'm Andy Senior. This is Radiola, and this is a special Potent Potables edition. In honor of certain accusations made, although they weren't really accusations, it was just sort of a blanket thing, and they expected people to. Well, I suppose there are people who've done that, and it was just sort of a. It was sort of like saying all you guys do it, and we're pretty good here. We abide by the rules, and we try to keep things from getting out of hand. And well, tonight's different. Tonight things really are getting out of hand. So if you come down, you'll see me hanging from the light fixtures, swinging naked throughout the studio. And aside from losing your lunch, you'll never know the difference. And this is WHCL 88.7, WHCL.org. We continue now. Speaking of prohibition, there was a certain person who used to fulfill the function of supplying that which people wanted in those days. In 1925, Frank Crummett wrote this song, sang it too. I Married the Bootlegger's Daughter. And, you know, what a popular girl she must have been.
One day, just by chance, at a cab driver's dance, a wonderful girlie I found. A bootlegger's daughter. Always drank water unless there was liquor around. So I married the bootlegger's daughter, and really it isn't so bad. I work all the day, but it's nothing but play, just taking out orders for Dad. I know that the stuff's full of poison, but me and my sweetie won't die. When we want a drink, we go out to the sink, the bootlegger's daughter and I. When I asked her to wed, go to father, she said, he's down at the still making the gym. Said he, it's with joy that I welcome you, boy, just hang up your hat and come in. So I married the bootlegger's daughter, and she was a terrible queen. I kissed her goodnight where the moonlight was bright, and I've been on a jag ever since. They say that her money is tainted, so it ain't quite as safe as they say. She came with a breath that would scare you to death, but Listerine took it away. So I married the bootlegger's daughter, and now I'm just rolling in dough. The way she drinks gin is a terrible sin, but girls will be girls, as you know. Prohibition's the least of our worries, for the whole bloomin' world may go dry. Her dad made his will, and he left the old still to the bootlegger's daughter and I. Oh, hail, hail, the gang's all here. Mustn't say the naughty word, mustn't say the naughty word. I'm meeting the very best people and moving in high society. Tonight the Mexican consul is bathing the tonsil with the bootlegger's daughter and me.
I shouldn't drink this vodka, but I will. For when I drink one, then I want my fill. So Sometimes it makes me glad, sometimes it makes me sad, sometimes it makes me bad, but at times it drives me mad. Although they say there's joy in every bubble, still there are times it gets me into lots of trouble. One little drink makes me bigger and bolder. Oh, little drink makes me wiser and older. Three little drinks, then the world's on my shoulder. I'm master of all I see. One little quart, and there's nothing can harm me. Oh, little quart, and there's no one can bar me. Three little quart, then I'm head of the army. So drink to the world of me. One little drink makes me bigger and bolder. A little drink makes me wiser and older. Three little drinks, then the world's on my shoulder. I'm master of all I see. One little quart, and there's nothing can harm me. A little quart, and there's no one can bar me. Three little quart, then I'm head of the army. So drink to the world of me.
The cat. time that is moving and calling us to the gods, to the fates, to the rulers of men and their destinies, to the lips, to the eyes, to the girls who will love us someday.
Then drink, drink, drink to all the happy hours. Drink to the careless days. Drink to Maine, our alma mater, the college of our hearts always.
That was recorded in 1930, and I don't know what they were filling those steins with. They must have been going across the border, because, you know, Maine's pretty close up there. Must have had a pipeline just coming in there. Would have been a good thing. Hotel Pennsylvania music, the Stein song, and the vocal there was by the... I don't know what was wrong with that guy's vocal apparatus, but he sounded like he could sing and gargle at the same time. Sid Gary. But he did do it for that song. It's all right. And the vocal group, I think the King's Jesters or something, one of those names... Off an old Velvetone, 78. Before that, we had Noah Beery. How appropriate. One Little Drink, 1930. And that was... I played that not too many months ago, but tonight was the night to play it again. And we began with Frank Crummett. I Married the Bootlegger's Daughter and Inherited the Family Business, 1925. Well... That's been done before. I'm Andy Sr., and I didn't marry into any family business. and I don't have a family business, so I don't know. I'll have to figure something out. And this is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Thank you very much for streaming tonight. And this is, of course, Radiola. And we're going to continue. Speaking of drinking to somebody, I want to drink to, although all I have is a mild non-potent potable, an impotent potable, you might say. This guy who wrote this stuff for Reuben Reeves in his River Boys in 1933, Franz Jackson, who just passed away at the age of 95. He was playing in Chicago for ages. Ages he was at it. And was still pretty good right up near the end. He was at it. So that's the way you got to do it. And he was in good shape, too. He was a master of Taekwondo, I believe, and in his late in life. So nobody could pull anything over on Franz Jackson. He had it all figured out. Anyway, here's Reuben River Reeves and his River Boys with a Franz Jackson composition, Zudan, Zuddan, from 1933. Thank you.